Run.
Run. That's right. That's probably what a lot of people say when they see the moron coming. Welcome to Moron Podcast, another edition of Vocalizing a Moron Home Companion, which is my outlet for shit that don't want to stay in my head. That I don't feel like recording, I suppose, at the time. Whatever. But you might want to check it out. Or not, because I'll eventually vocalize it and put it right here, and you won't have to bother reading. I'm not a big blog reader myself.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Yeah, no, shouldn't come as any surprise, but all I know is I haven't contributed to either one in a while, so that's kind of what I'm doing here, messing around, as usual. I love you people. I really do. You know? It's been rough. Whatever. I'm fucking really kind of done bullshitting about it. Talking about it, thinking about it, it's fucking stuck in my brain. It's kind of, I've developed a decent type of hatred, you know, I've developed a decent amount of hatred to where I'm not feeling fucking sad or any of that bullshit, so.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, so, you know, but it's about women. I love women, man. It's about the bane of my existence, you know, if I can even talk right. You know, chicks. You can't live with them, you can't kill them. You know, I mean, you can do both of those things, actually, but, I mean, I don't recommend it, you know, I'm not going to take a stance on that either way, but I always have to chuckle when I hear some dude talking shit about how much of an expert he is about women. Well, idiot, I'm happy to tell you that you don't know shit. Not a man alive has that shit figured out. You know, there's a reason why we're blind to the skanky horse shit that they have smashing around in their pretty little fucked up heads. It's just biological, you know. But dudes that say they have never been yoked like a puppet by chicks are obviously full of shit. You know, even the stupidest women easily see these simple fools as repulsive. If you notice, they're probably the dudes that, you know, they might date one time with a chick, but you don't ever see him going out on the second date. That's how much he fucking knows about chicks. And to hear him tell it, he'll fucking act like, oh, yeah, she couldn't handle me. My friend Frank, Captain Roger, for the rest of the audience, he used to firmly believe that when he got dumped, because he was a weirdo, he would get dumped, and then I'd be like, well, you know, you're not going out on a date tonight, buddy, or what, you know? And he's like, no, she, you know, she can't handle me, man. I'm just too much for her. One of them told him he was too friendly or too nice, right? And I'm like, dude, that's absolutely bullshit. Doesn't that even sound retarded or what, dude? Like, who says that? So I was talking to my mom while I was hanging out with him, and I said, hey, mom, this chick just told Frank that he was too nice, and she doesn't want to see him anymore. I'm like, what do you think of that? And she's like, oh, don't worry, Frank. You're a good guy, you know. There's someone out there for you. Keep your head up. You know, all the shit that moms are supposed to say. And Frank took that shit to heart, man, which I loved. But he literally, you're not supposed to, the rules to me, they're unspoken. But if your mom says you're a catch, you know, that's her job. Like, she has to say that. You don't, like, as a dude, you don't depend on that. Particularly, she's trained to do that with her mom status, you know. So, oh, and I, you know, that kind of goes along with what I got going on here with this post as well, because it isn't really about the dumbass dudes, which, you know, they probably watch too much porn. You know, like I said, they're probably quite lonely. You know, I mean, I watch my share of porn too, but rest assured, in my case, it's by choice, and alone is not the same as lonely. Just saying. But I, you know, I was one of these fucking dudes in every single thing that I did with a woman. Not lonely or the porn part, but the opposite. Like, I fucking actually fancied myself quite the player, and you know, I spoke of the you know, great knowledge I had of women's man. I remember this time so well, and I was young, 22, but I recall that feeling that I had, and I had that in every relationship. And every time it goes south and is fucked up, it's because I misread the entire fucking thing. And it was only because I was happy in the situation I was in or whatever, but I was blinded. I was blinded by the pheromones, and I was blinded by the fucking eyes, and I was blinded by the whole fucking thing altogether. And plus what I'm about to discuss, you know, the biological aspects of it too, you know, they contributed. But my ego is probably the worst enemy, because, I mean, it just blocks out things that are playing right in front of me, man. You know, these chicks, you know, that back then, I probably was seeing, like, literally at the most 10 girlfriends, 10 girls all at the same time. Very, you know, not some more often, some not at all after the first date or whatever. But it was a very good time for me as far as just, you know, picking up women. And I believe now that they picked me up, I believe that they, dude, listen, I'm just amazed at the fucking way that I used to visualize and pedestalize and idolize and treat like fucking princesses, women, and women are just fucking dudes with pussies. I mean, I just don't, you know, it just doesn't even make any sense how I haven't noticed that. Women like to fuck. I hate that. My girlfriend likes to fuck a million other people before me. That I don't like. You know, but I know that I've done the same goddamn thing. And not only that, you know, it's I thrived on sluts, man, my whole life. You know, they were all beautiful and everything, but they liked fucking. And I just didn't want a relationship, so they were great for me. But just the times that I decide I wouldn't mind trying a relationship, that I fucking go blind and stupid and have my mindset turns different. Jesus Christ, it turns different. It's like, it totally fucking... doesn't remember the things that I appreciated before, like sluts and the fact that they like fucking. You know, who am I to say anything about fucking people like to fuck? You know, I can't say shit because I'm one of them dudes, but something weird comes over me, man. That's why I'm done. I'm giving all that fucking shit up. I don't even care about getting laid, but those chicks fluffed up my ego, man, skillfully, is what I'm saying here. They were all in competition with each other. They all knew it. And I was a dumbass piece of meat in the middle, which I loved that part, being a piece of meat. I was being used. And I wouldn't, could not have convinced me of that then. You could not have told me that I was being used by women back then, because I thought I was just a fucking stud, you know. And I'm super humbled now. They're wily creatures, just capable of any goddamn thing, and men are too, but you expect it from dudes, you know. You expect that kind of stupid ass behavior from dudes, but women are even more insidious with each other than they are with the, you know, us poor stupid men. You know, they know all the same tricks, ooze all the same fucking stinky hormones, pheromones that they put out to trap dudes. They know all the same demure pretty ways that fool people of all types. You know, but and they all hate and mistrust each other because they all know these tricks. But they even convincingly conceal that hatred. You know, just watch your girlfriend or your wife when she's hanging out with her best friend. There's all kinds of dynamics that are brewing under the surface, man. It gets a little, but when they set about marking their territory, man, I bet it, you know, gets pretty fucking smelly. Like two polecats pissing all over each other. I'm sorry to say it, but I only just recently got the full depth of my stupidity for thinking women were decent, un-whore-like creatures. I have no animosity towards women as friends, though. I love women in general. Just the love women. The ones that want to try and love me or whatever. That's over. Can't trust that. But I do love women as friends, you know. Even and especially friends that I can fuck. You know, maintaining a casual view, chill attitude. You know, there's a line that you just can't cross, you know. If I had known what that swill bucket bitch ex-girlfriend or whatever she was of mine is, I would have gladly changed the course of my feelings from love for her to respect for her, and we could have just fucked, and I wouldn't care if she was married. You know, that would have been the whole difference. That's what the fuck is crazy. It's a big goddamn difference, you know, to deal with that. Oh, it's so fucking, I can't believe the double, I don't know if it's even called a double standard, because like I said, I loved her, and I got pissed off about people that she was with before me. That was not even any of my business. But, I mean, still, she was fucking several people with me and lying about it every goddamn day. But, anyway, you know the deal when you got a relationship like that. You know, you don't have big expectations. You know, you don't, you know, like I said, I would have gladly changed my feelings from love to respect. I respect whores. And there's nothing to figure out. If they lie to you, you deserve it, because you don't need to have any questions. You won't get bullshit ideals. You know, you should expect nothing from whores besides some well-traveled pussy. By now, they're all well-traveled. The dynamic between those two things is so fucking different, man. I could do a just fucking relationship more easily than I can do anything else. The moment we fucking change that dynamic, we cross that line, I'm fucking somebody else, and not fucking having sex with somebody else. I become somebody else. Somebody stupid, somebody just blind, somebody just fucked up all the way around. But I can handle the just fucking relationship. The one time I had to go ruining shit by falling in love and putting her on a fucking pedestal, expecting consideration, integrity, honesty, loyalty, none of which I got, by the way. You know, every fucking word out of her mouth was a fucking lie. But this isn't even about that shitbag. This is about a perfectly sensible scientific reason for our powerlessness against their poison. Now, women, I'm pretty sure I know what you are going to say. Women are not gutter whores. Ha ha ha.
You need to shut the fuck up!
Because a serial killer will generally deny being a fucking serial killer also. So save that shit for the other dumbasses, because I may not have it all figured out, but I'm on to you. I become nauseous when I think about giving my trust to another person. I don't believe at this point that it'll ever happen again. You know? That's okay, though, because I don't want it. I don't want it again. Fuck that shit. I was taken to school by the biggest gutter whore and pathological liar. I thought mental treachery and fucking mind fuck shit like this was in a documentary, like a crazy documentary about real psychos, you know, that were exceptions to the rule. But she's the norm, you know, she's the norm. She is a representation of all of you other women, you know. As far as insane assholes go, she takes the cake. And, you know, I'm proud of her. But enough about that asshole. Again, it's about biology. All right, let me elaborate here. The nature of man's idiocy regarding women, in my firm belief, begins at conception. Okay? This is where it all starts for the men to be broken down inside. Yeah, an inside job from the inside. And that's the inside of mommy. From the moment that fastest swimmer in that swill cracks the egg of the maternal host. I mean, I say host because any fetus, think about it, it's basically a parasite. It's creepy how that actually fucking, if you think about it, you wouldn't like a tapeworm inside you, you know? And so this woman's got a fucking, like a human tapeworm inside her. It's like a parasite. That fucker can't do shit without her. But anyway, the cycle of gestation is what I call, you know, the point where brainwashing happens for life. Just you're scrubbed. Any common sense in that area is going to be poisoned to make you victims for women. I mean, it's pretty much the bottom line. They're connected intravenously, you know, and the host shares her cocktail of nutrients and hormones, and believe it or not, feelings and thoughts, you know, are transferred at the same place into that embryonic life form that it's carrying. You know, these toxic transfusions are a cocktail of just corruption. They have terms that are generally considered benevolent, but I assure you the transfer of these nutrients from this succubus are anything but benign. You see that shit going down with pregnant mom, you know, terms like love and nurturing are viewed by all as responsible motherly instinct. You know, we've heard and most likely have remarked upon what a good mother someone else was time to time. That in itself is generated by design of the reproductive process. These observations produce a reaction in the brain, chemical reaction that stimulate affection for the female parent that is not even related to them or whatever. They just see it. Affection's a pleasant sensation. Few individuals can resist, you know, they're suckers for it. Even if they try to be hard asses or whatever, they're melt. That's what you do. That's why you use affection as a goddamn manipulation tool. Everybody does that too. So I don't even want to hear anybody fucking deny that. And everybody else way more than I do. I'm just saying, but this is one of those residual elements that lingers for the duration of human life, the whole fucking time, man. You know, wake up. There are things going on here that are not seen by untrained eyes, man. Most people have just a barely cursory knowledge of prenatal child development. And that's all women want us to know. The bond that is being cemented during that gestation does nothing but strengthen as time goes on. You know, there are rare cases of discord later in life or whatever, and you know that's a product of circumstance, you know, whatever. But generally, that's an unbreakable bond. It's you can pretty much guarantee that bond between mother and son is strong enough to have the desired effect of dulling that man's attention span around any woman to the point where that guy can see something that'll make him suspicious, and then they can just come fart a pheromone and you don't even realize what the fuck happened to you, and it's forgotten all about it because some kind of manipulation and poison came into you, and then you'll remember it when that shit wears off, or hatred falls for that woman or whatever, whoever fucked you over. It doesn't get away with it forever. You catch on sooner or later, but hopefully you learn that lesson and you don't move on into another relationship and trust her, because that's a stupid thing to do. You're ruining it. I just understand that I've been screwed and fucking lied to and cheated on, and it sucks. And I'm not, you know, that I could never get the possibility of me thinking somebody else is not fucking around all the time. And I get it. So women have said that throughout the years too. You hear it. Oh yeah, my last boyfriend, he fucking cheated on me all the time. So here I was, 45 when this fucking shit started, and when you're 45, every woman you fucking meet has some kind of broke down story about how, you know, their fucking dudes are fucking them up, and that's their experience. That the one I'm talking about, and others too. You have to spend your time, it's frustrating as fuck trying to fix other people's goddamn fuck ups. Now the fucking problem I have. And you know what? Fuck it. I have no shame. I'm going right back into whatever I want to. It's my fucking show. And I can't get away from the topic from her as a topic, but it is all relevant. I've never had anyone like Jesus Christ, every story, nothing, not just every fucking thing she said was a lie. And I'm not an expert on that fucking philosophy at all, because she's a broken person. Like, there's some damaged goods in there, so worse than anything else. Like, I don't think that any of the dudes that... She told me all these horror stories about the dudes that were assholes and shit in her life, and they cheated on her and fucking all this bogus shit. And the fact is, it's completely opposite. The dudes were cool and fucking doing their thing as dudes are supposed to do. And... they, you know, she lied about every goddamn bit of that story. And I get it. But who makes that up? This is 2 years of nothing but lying to at least 3 people that aren't her. She's the only one who knows all the fucking thing, ins and outs of it. But what I'm saying is this. She is definitely an exception to what I'm saying. It is poisonous. The women, you know, the transference of the emotion, you know, all of that shit. That's real. But she doesn't exemplify that at all. She is a member of the broken, retarded faction. Maybe the snapped, evil faction. I don't know. I've never seen anybody able to make up stories completely from scratch or take somebody else's stories. She claimed to be a nurse. Told stories of her doing these things that had happened or, you know, she maybe witnessed around the hospital that day. One story that she told me was, oh my God, I'm covered in blood, and I've, you know, this woman's artery is fucked up and gross, but I was so proud of her, you know? And I mean, it turns out she was like a billing clerk, but it wasn't something in a fucking operating room, you know? She stole stories, or actual experiences of real medical people, real women, nurses, you know, the heroes and shit. And she made them hers, and she told me those stories all the time. And it worked. It worked. I was like, yeah, I'm proud. I'm so proud of her. Yeah, I mean, again, this was a sham. Like, she was never mind. I don't even understand. I just don't even understand what happened at all. So I don't want to go into that. But she's a retard. Like, not even retarded. She's just damaged. Like, she's, something's warped. And I'll leave it at that. So she's fucking warped. But to summarize, the reason why men don't realize that the power does not lie in their hands is all because man only remembers being mothered with affection so much that he sees all women through the veil that disguises their deception and scumbag ways all their lives. It kind of makes you numb. He's made dull and ignorant where women are concerned. And as you know, it's exactly right. It's like a fog comes over you, you know, and you're lost. But clearly it's a design in favor of the females. They have to bear the burden of men's stupidity and ignorance. They have to endure childbirth, you know, but they also get multiple orgasms. That seems like quite a bonus to me. You know, nature's skewed towards Mother Nature and her minions. Just goes to show you, though, that there's a reason why they call her Mother Nature and that she's a bitch.
Smoke weed every day.